For Illinois Public Radio, I'm Sam Dunklaw. A growing number of Illinois church congregations are being forced to make a once unthinkable decision, either change locations or disband altogether. But moving out doesn't always mean the end. For this week's Illinois Issues report, I examined a few churches to find out what's behind the decline and found life goes on for places of worship long after the last service. It's a hot day in the city of Jacksonville, about 40 minutes west of Springfield. I'm here checking out an unassuming red brick church. Lots of towns have them, but this one is different. I've met a woman here who was in charge of the place for a while.
Hi, Pastor. How are you?
She prefers I call her Jean.
My name is Jean Hembro.
Because she's a retired minister, and the church where we've met, the Brooklyn United Methodist Church, well, isn't an active church. At least, not anymore. That's because it closed 2 years ago.
When they closed, their average Sunday attendance was somewhere between 10 and 15.
For context, Centenary United Methodist Church, just across town, has a congregation at least 10 times that number. A lot of factors combined over the years and led to the smaller church's closure. Members were aging faster than youth could replace them, and maintenance costs for the building soared. Hembro says she's specially trained to deal with church closures, but doing it wasn't easy.
It was somewhat of a heartache, as everybody could see that the church was declining and that eventually it would probably have to close, and that was very difficult.
But even though its last service was held 2 years ago, life has gone on for the Brooklyn United Methodist Church. It's now used as a youth ministry center for another church in Jacksonville. This tale of two churches scenario has been playing out all over Illinois and around the country. It's true. Houses of worship from southern Illinois to Chicago have been shuttering, and national studies have shown church membership has been falling over the last few decades. But when a congregation leaves, a sacred building story may be only just beginning.
So even though they may be shrinking, many of them are, that doesn't necessarily mean that they will end up closing.
This is Bob Yeager. He's the president of the nonprofit Partners for Sacred Places. He says while fewer people are attending worship services, there's a growing movement to keep sacred buildings a part of the community, even if it's in a different form. Yeager's counterpart at the National Fund for Sacred Places, Chad Martin, agrees.
When religious life is changing and the ways that people connect with each other on a human level is changing, is there a way for these buildings to continue to be seen as real icons of the community?
That idea is at the center of a movement to repurpose rather than demolish churches that close their doors. To see this movement in action, just visit downtown Springfield. A round limestone and brick church sits at a busy intersection. It's where the city's first United Methodist congregation once met. But now it's an apartment building and the headquarters for the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce. Chris Hembro, who runs the chamber, took me on a tour.
As you can see the space that's available, it's turned out fantastic.
You can tell it was a church. There's stained glass everywhere with new carpeting to match. The original doors and features from the sanctuary are still there. Hembro says he's happy the developer did two things at once.
They want to see that it maintains some of the integrity of the facility, but secondly, that the facility was repurposed and in use again rather than sitting here empty as it had for the last 10 years.
And as for the Methodist congregation that moved out, they're still around on Springfield's west side. Sharon Sweeney is the director of connections there. She says while some members still pine for the old place, she's happy it's no longer sitting empty.
And if this is something that can give it life and bring the community together downtown, I was all for it.
Springfield's church project is just one of many. In Peoria, Khan's Hospitality Group went to work repurposing a church-turned-Masonic hall into a restaurant, a sort of beer church. Karen Khan is CEO of the company.
If it's not for somebody like us, it's half crazy to take on a structure this large. Chances are that there could be a strong possibility that it would have been demolished.
It's easy to look at the decline of sacred places through a lens of good or bad, but folks close to the matter say otherwise.
A congregation can totally exist without a building. And as you're seeing, the buildings can have a life of their own that exists, like, well beyond the life of the congregation.
I'm Sam Dunklaw.